Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Autastic.
Yes.
The podcast hosted by two comedians about autism. We both have autistic family members.
That's true.
Kirk over there, Kirk Smith's got a son. Mm-hmm. I've got a brother. You guys know.
My son just recently turned 18.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, man time now. And he is, there's always helicopters flying overhead. This is Los Angeles. And he is on
if
the...
If you can't hear, there's a helicopter that just flew.
Yeah. He's on, my son is on the severe end of the spectrum. And my co-host Graham's brother...
is on the, I don't know.
I gotta say higher functioning. Yeah. In my week in review, I'm going to give you a week in review, and your brother doesn't do this kind of stuff. That's why I would say he's higher functioning.
Well, I got wait till you. He
I'll
does.
Do mine. You
he
do
does.
Yours. Okay.
But go ahead.
This week in review, my son broke a glass, and here's the thing: people all the time tell us, "Why don't you get plastic glasses?" Because I don't want to drink out of plastic all the time. That's why, and I don't want to have plastic plates to eat on because I'm a grown man. So you go through that thing where like. Because he can only deal with some stuff than the rest of you. So some places you make sacrifices. You can only have, you can't have candy in the house because he'll eat it all. You can't. But at some point you want, even if it's IKEA 50-cent plates, you want, pour, you know, whatever it's called, ceramic plates. You don't want to eat on plastic the rest of your life, like a prisoner at a jail. Anyway, he broke a glass, stepped on the glass, and it was kind of a bad gash. Not bad enough for stitches, but bad enough that he couldn't get shoes on. So then he had to stay home from school one day. And he was not happy, and he broke all the dishes in the house.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, got to get new dishes. Time for an upgrade. So the good news is all of the dishes where he's staying are soon going to match because they're all going to be new.
That's wonderful. Did he do anything else? Didn't he push your wife's head into the wall? The point of the story?
We can edit this out.
Nah.
But we won't.
Yeah.
So he kind of had a little bit of a temper tantrum, and he pushed my ex's head into the wall. And so this kind of stuff's scary, you know, where you...
Is it drywall?
It's drywall, yeah. So she sent me a picture of the dent.
Oh, boy.
In the wall, not her head. And it's, tough thing. So that was hard day for her, too. Because
You
know, those days as a parent, you question everything you've ever done. Like, I've sacrificed... all this stuff for this kid, and they're ungrateful or they don't get it. And so, yeah, it's a tough.
No matter if they have autism or not, you still feel that. They're ungrateful, right? Those feelings still come. It's human nature, I suppose. I never thought about that. Of course. That's tough. And also, you don't know why he's angry.
That's very frustrating, too.
You think maybe because he likes school and he couldn't go to school that one day, but you don't know.
Maybe that. Maybe his foot hurt because he did cut his foot.
You don't push your mom's head against the wall.
No, that's not acceptable.
Peter's gotten really angry. And you know what? It was around when he was 18 years old and he pushed my mom. My dad had to protect her.
Yeah, that's a tough one, you know, like punishments. Back in the day, everything was...
all those hormones, man. Yeah, 18, he's going nuts.
It was very physical, but yeah, you don't do that now. There's no spanking, and I'm not sure it works on big people anyway. You know, to swat a little child's hand when they touch a hot stove is one thing, but corporal punishment on a, I don't know.
Especially if he has autism or he's disabled in any way, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's not going to help him.
I'm not judging someone. I know some of our parents, you try different things, you get desperate, you try a number of things, but in general, yeah, I'm not a fan.
So, well, I mean, I know that your son is different than my brother, but from my personal experience, he grew out of it. But there was a terrible year or two.
Yeah.
And he was really, I mean, he was 18. This is something we've discussed a million times. And you parents listening who have, you know, adult children, you know that their bodies are, their bodies have no idea that they're autistic. And they don't, their bodies do not care. Their hormones do not care. They have all the anger and all of the testosterone and hormones that a normal 18-year-old would have and no outlet, you know? I remember being 18 wanting to, like, f- fight my parents, but I knew that it would be awful to hit my mom. But I had that checks and balances that.
But I think that's one of the things, reasons I really like sports. I think like you run all day or you.
Oh, play totally. I needed.
You're exhausted. And you don't. Yeah.
I needed football for that age.
Yeah.
I really needed it. I got to hit a guy. I love practicing football. I got to hit somebody.
And everybody's happy about it.
And then I even like getting hit. I was like, yeah. And then I just would go home and just be normal and do homework.
And then pretend like nothing happened.
Yeah. It was out of me.
Good job, Charles.
The evil was
good
out.
Good job, Graham.
He doesn't have... Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have that.
So that's one of the things, yeah, I struggle with. I want for him. I think he's starting to get a little bit into running, which I think could be a really good
thing. Is he really?
A little bit. You know, a little bit. So he really needs to... You know, we've talked about this a bunch of times, that weight's an issue. And so... Yeah, that would really help on his weight. So,
oh, by the way, my brother, those of you who've been listening to this podcast for a while, he went to his doctor and he was a little overweight, and my doctor told him he was, and he is very vain. him and I are both just naturally vain, and so he got in shape by himself. He went to like the gym and like. Does the treadmill wearing jeans and works out. And he lost like
it's crazy.
20 pounds. And then he went back to this. This is a year later. So a year later happened last week. And he went to the doctor by himself, took the bus there. He had a list of things that my mom gave him to ask. And he also brought the chart on his own. He recorded his weight and the date. For a year, and he brought this like file to my doctor, family doctor, being like, "See, I've lost this weight," and she was very proud.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, this week is a little bit of an unusual episode. We've got interviews.
Yes, Kirk went up to San Francisco,
Stanford University.
Yes, that's a pretty reputable university.
I've heard of it,
and so he. So, old Kirk went up to, thank you for doing that, went up to Stanford University and went to a conference and recorded five really interesting interviews with people dealing with different areas of autism. What could you sort of set us up and give us an overview of what kind of conference it was? And
this is a conference that basically is focused on, it's done by a roving reporter, Jill Escher, and it focuses on the adult side of autism. So when your kids become
adults,
you're
the roving reporter.
This week I was. Yeah. And so when your kids become adults, what does that mean as far as housing, as far as finances, mm-hmm. as far as entertainment, as far as looking for looking to fit in society? And so we interviewed five different people, different angles, and this is our first. The first one is just to set this up. This is Jill. You guys remember her? She's the lady who pops in as our roving reporter sometimes, and she's talking about. Her conference, and
this is her conference.
This is her conference. She's talking
so you
about.
Went to Jill's conference.
This is it.
And then you interview people at Jill's conference.
This is it.
Amazing.
So here's the founder, Jill Escher. All right, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. We have a special episode this week. We're continuing our little series with we have Jill Escher's Autism Society. Their 2006. San Francisco
no, 2016.
Bay Area. 16, I say
you're
six?
Only off by 10 years.
In my defense, I had a gig last night at midnight it wrapped up. I had to do some schmoozing, went to bed, drove up
schmoozing
to San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
It's a hard life, but somebody's got to do it. Off the air, Jill told me I was a dumb basketball player. That's her description verbatim of me. Which sounds a little harsh. I'm like, have you been talking to an ex of mine? What's happening? You forgot to mention the tall and good hair. Yeah, I'm dumb, but I'm tall and good hair. You don't get it all, Jill. That's how it works. You don't get it all.
Sorry, Kirk. Yeah, all right. Sorry.
No, I like it up here, though. I'm like, I was telling Jill, I'm like a 7 up here in this part of the country. In L.A., I'm like a 6 or a 4, I think. It's good to be here. Sorry. I can edit that joke out. Jill, talk to me about your conference.
Thank you, Kirk, and happy to see you in person.
It's good to see you. It's Jill's our roving reporter.
Yes, I am your roving reporter. Huge and salary. You now roved up to Northern California.
I have
to
a driver's license.
So we're sitting here in the beautiful medical school building
at Stanford
University, my alma mater.
It's pretty impressive. Seriously, it's pretty impressive.
It is seriously impressive. And this conference rocks.
The only time I ever came to Stanford, I'm not kidding, I came to the basketball camp at Stanford. I'm not kidding.
As I was
20 years ago, I came to the Stanford basketball camp. Mike Montgomery was the coach. They had a high potential camp. Yeah, I'm old.
Yeah.
And I had high potential, whatever that means. It didn't work out. It's just potential.
Well, we're happy to have you back on campus. So what is this? I'm president of something called Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. And Kirk's trying to kill a moth, which he just successfully did. Sorry,
it's
Stanford.
Not very zen, but it's bothering me. Sorry.
And every year for the past 3 years, we've done a big conference focused on adult autism. Not that we have anything against kids with autism, but there was such a huge need to address these very considerable challenges that families were facing as their kids are aging out of school. So this is our third conference. Every year we sell out. Every year it gets bigger and more popular and crazier.
It's packed here.
It's amazing. Yeah. We sold out and then added more tickets and we sold out again and we're live streaming. And we're going to actually, for everybody in Radio Land listening, we are putting all the videos of at least some of our presentations up on our website, sfautismsociety.org. So that stuff should be up, I don't know, in a couple weeks. We have to edit it and do all the
Well, by the time
stuff.
This comes out, we're releasing over Christmas.
Okay.
So it'll be out.
Sfautismsociety.org.
It'll be out.
So if you're interested in adult autism, definitely check out our website and learn about our conference. I'll just tell you a little bit about this conference.
Yeah, tell us about the conference.
So I initially wanted to have a really dry and boring conference.
Perfect.
Just about the stuff that all these parents were continually ask us about.
Yeah,
you know,
housing.
How do I obtain more public benefits? How do I work with my regional center? Now,
reality,
if you're not in California,
basically.
You don't have a regional center. But if you are in California, your kid, your autistic kid might be served by a regional center, which is sort of the dispensary of disability services for people with developmental disabilities. Anyway, it started off with that, and then it just grew and grew and grew and grew to the point where we had 55 speakers in over, I think, 30 sessions or something like that, all in one day. So it is a crazy kind of whiplash of a conference. But as I said, we're putting as much information as we can online so everyone can access it.
Now, your background, whenever we talk, is always about research genetics we're talking about.
So I wear a lot of hats.
Right.
So I run a research fund that focuses on some innovative ideas about what causes a subset of autism.
But this is like the practical side.
So this is not that. So
right.
I wear that hat, but another hat I wear is as president of Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area, completely different realm of endeavor. And in this realm, we're really focused on the well-being of families and individuals with autism.
I love
it. We do that through networking, like what you're seeing today, mm-hmm. and what you're in fact doing. Through education, which is what this conference is all about, and through advocacy as well. And, you know, trying to advocate for better policies on a local level, state level, regional level, and then, hopefully a national level too. Although, who knows what's going to happen on a national level, people. Let's have a whole autastic about that.
That's a whole different podcast.
That's a whole other podcast. I know. I think families are really facing incredibly huge challenges. I mean, that's just the truth. And you are too.
Yeah,
and you will be facing that challenge for the rest of your life. And I will.
Son turned 18 yesterday.
See?
Adult.
He's an adult.
Yeah.
And my son is just 2 months behind yours, and I'm going through the conservatorship process with him. His name's Jonathan.
Exciting time.
Exciting time.
I rolled my eyes. You can't see that online, but I rolled my eyes.
Yeah,
yes,
not
the most fun.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I essentially have, two kids who will be toddlers for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And my son's like your son. He's a big linebacker size guy. Super sweet. Love him to death. But it takes
help.
A lot.
Yeah.
And, one of the big themes of this conference is death. I mean, you are you're still young, Kirk, or at least you look young.
I pretend to be. I push the anger really far down.
But the rest of us are aging. The rest of us are growing old.
I'm in Hollywood. I'm still trying to work. I can't tell you how old I am. But
I got some Botox right now.
The man who whittled these teeth said I'm going to live forever, so I'm not worried.
Well, in Northern California, we age more rapidly than in Southern California. So the theme here is mortality.
I'm telling you, in L.A., I'm only a six. I'm telling you. But no, it is. Yeah. It's coming for us
mortality.
All.
And so, you know, we had a session, for example, on like, who's going to take care of your kid after you're dead?
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, several sessions relating to estate planning and financial planning. You know, the things you have to put into place so that you can die in peace.
Now, real life stuff.
None of us are going to die in peace. Let's just admit this. But let's die in slightly more peace, you know, than we would if we, you know, didn't have the opportunity to kind of plan it.
Still
ahead.
Naked and crying, but
yes.
At least knowing somebody's going to take care of our kids. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what this is about. This is about trying to help parents, you know, approach, you know, their planning, their mortality.
Naked and afraid.
Do what they can and do it together.
Yep.
You know, we can't operate as little isolated, you know, pods reinventing the wheel every time. I mean, we find strength in community
and
find strength in working together, and everybody's here. I mean, we don't pay any of our speakers. You know, everything is voluntary. This whole entire conference is a labor of love, and that's because people understand.
Well, you're sharing best practices, basically. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, all kinds of information. So hopefully everyone will leave here, you know, a little bit smarter, a little half an IQ point.
A little encouraged, too.
Yeah, a little encouraged.
You're not alone.
Yep.
Everybody's doing this. We can do this.
Yep.
Well, I know you're really busy. This is your baby, and I've tried to catch you a few times. I don't want to take too much of your time. Thank you so much. You want to throw out your Twitter podcast? Not podcast.
Okay, that's you,
your
Kirk,
Twitter.
That's you.
I thought we were the same person for a second. You're the brains. I'm the height. Your Twitter or Facebook or your website or any of that stuff?
Well, again, our website is SF, as in San Francisco, autismsociety.org. SFautismsociety.org. Twitter, we don't use too much, but it's at... I think it's at SF Autism Society. And we do have a Facebook page,
there
which you
go.
Should like, and you can... Just look up Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. It should pop up. Yes, like us.
I know
we're likable.
I know we have a lot of listeners across the country, too, that aren't here. But it's an opportunity to see what's going on here and to learn best practices and emulate and try to improve the lives of all our autistic people wherever they are.
Yeah, California is really its own little
state domain.
We are very different from the rest of the country. Our developmental services system is very different from the rest of the country. I'm sorry. But, you know, we still face abundant challenges. Now, not as many challenges as many states that basically don't offer, you know, autistic adults jack.
Yeah.
You know, some states just are primitive, in my opinion. California is a little less primitive. We definitely have more abundant services.
Send your letters to Jill.
Send your letters to me.
Your angry letters about being called primitive. Go to Jill. I get enough.
No. I get all the letters too, Kirk. Come on. You're my bro.
I'm just playing.
But thank you for coming up here. We're really honored.
It's great to be here. Really excited to be here. It's an exciting thing. It's happening. It's a great thing. And I think it's encouraging to see something happening and people joining together to try to improve the lives of our loved ones.
Yeah, we don't have a choice. We got to do this, and we got to do it together. Our kids are depending on us.
There's always a choice, and I'm proud of you guys for making the right choice.
All right. Well, thank you, Kirk.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week. You can do it.
I like Jill.
Quality.
Cool. Cool lady.
It is crazy to like have two autistic kids and be like, I do research into finding, you know, the causes of autism. And also, I think I want to put together a conference. I think it'd be a cool idea to put together a conference.
A lot of energy. You know, the world needs more smart people with energy.
Yeah, geez Louise.
I think I'm smart sometimes, but I have zero energy.
I know I'm dumb, but I've got energy. So
together,
we're complete man.
That's how we make this podcast roll, baby.
Graham's got the talent. I've got the effort. Together, a complete human being.
That's not true. But I appreciate what she's done, and she's helping a lot of people. And
it was an interesting conference. There's a couple hundred people there. I don't want to tip our hand too much, but there's some really interesting interviews coming up that I was impacted by people really taking action and doing something, doing important work.
Yeah. Some of them are incredible. Like, well, they're all incredible, but like,
yeah.
Yeah, these people, the people that we're going to interview in the next series, the remainder of this series, are amazing.
Yeah, I can't,
amazing,
can't
amazing
wait.
People. I like that you and Jill have a good rapport now. We've known her for a year and a half. A
couple of years, yeah.
And she does not take any guff from you, which is funny to me.
I did a joke off air, got a big laugh from her about looking how in L.A. I'm a 6, but in Texas I'm a 7. So I thought I'd do a version of that on air. Nothing. She smiled. You can't see your smiles on a podcast, Jill.
Just bombing on our own podcast in front of Jill.
I just had a laugh track. Mm. That's what I should do. Juice the laughs a little bit.
We both know, and all of our listeners, we all know that Kirk is not going to edit that
out. No.
Kirk's edits are saying that he's going to edit.
That's it. It's afterwards, like, and then your mind, you're like, did he edit that? And you just question.
Yeah.
It's called gaslighting, people.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. So
that's it.
That's it. You can donate to our podcast at patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com, patreon.com/autastic.
Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Kirk Smith Comedy, Graham K Comedy, all spelled out. Take a second to like us on Facebook. If you're doing Facebook still, you can send us a note on Facebook. You can email us at autasticpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us your thoughts. Send us what you appreciate. What do you think we need to change? Also, any ideas for we do a topic du jour usually. Not that this is a special episode, obviously, but usually we discuss a specific topic. For example, like how to dress your kids, etc., etc. Yeah, if you have any ideas that you want to hear us discuss, and we can research it, you let us know. I think that's it. Kirk Smith Comedy, Graham K Comedy. You know what I mean?
You can do it.